Hi, this is Dr. Leung, a neurologist in Pleasanton. The painful patient last name is Ross, R-O-S-S. First name is Frederick, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K. Date of visit is June 19, 2025. Next paragraph of a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in 1995 in Korea. First up, a patient was working as an aircraft mechanic for the Air Force. First up, he was working on a flight one day, and he was hit by the flight control. First up, a patient was under an F-16 fighter jet, the pilot suddenly lowered the flap, F-L-A-P, flap on the wing. First up, but the flap hit the top of his head. It hit the head with the traumatic force because it was very sudden. A patient immediately lost consciousness and fell to the ground. It hit the patient's top of the head and the forehead. Patient immediate loss of consciousness on the runway. A patient thinks that he was out of consciousness for at least 5 minutes. When he woke up, a patient of severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. Patient is ringing the ears. A patient was not able to go back to work. A patient has severe pain. Next paragraph, since the event, a patient's significant ringing in the ears bilaterally. Patient's insomnia symptoms. Patient's memory become very poor. Patient's chronic headaches. Next paragraph, a patient currently is a substitute teacher. However, a patient was doing maintenance manager. He tells me that his headaches, ringing in the ears, are significantly affecting his concentration and focus at work. Patient is not able to focus. His insomnia symptoms also affecting his concentration during the daytime. He also has significant memory deficit and poor memory. He has difficulty remembering his task duties. He needs to write things down a lot. It is malignant. The patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. It was in 1995 in Korea. A patient was under an F-16 fighter jet. But the pilot suddenly lowered a flap on the wing. The flap on the wing hit the forehead and top of his head. It was a traumatic amount of force. Patient had immediate loss of consciousness and fell onto the ground. Patient was out of consciousness for several minutes. When he woke up, patient was confused, disoriented, severe head pain. Since the event, patient's significant ringing in the ears, insomnia symptoms, memory deficits, and headaches. It is my opinion that the chronic headaches, ringing the ears, insomnia symptoms, and memory deficits are signs and symptoms of traumatic brain injury. Patient also showed significant memory deficits at MOCA, M-O-C-A, MOCA examination. Patient's 5 minute short term recall was only 1 out of 5. Patient missed 4 out of 5 on the short term delay recall. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. This marks the end of dictation.